This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
Welcome, Jack and Dean, for the Tuesday Drive home on Joy 94.9. Now, I'd like a bit of Facebook. Do you like a bit of Facebook?
I try. I'm more of a Gram gal.
Gram.
But my sister actually recently deleted Messenger on her phone because she thought Facebook were listening.
Well, maybe they were.
Mm, and we thought, here's someone that might be able to help us out.
Tell us about Facebook. What's Facebook up to?
Are they listening?
Joining us on the line is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to tell us more about Facebook and what they're up to. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
What are they doing? Worried they're listening, but even worse, they're actually potentially going to be able to read our minds.
Oh.
Read our minds?
What?
So this is a conversation that actually started back in 2017 where Facebook had discussed the concept of a brain-computer interface, which was designed to let users type by just thinking of words. And now they've announced that they're actually partnering with the University of California to create a device that can help patients with neurological damage speak again by analysing their brain activity in real time. But what it means for the average Facebook user is that you could use this particular device to post something on Facebook, to play a game on Facebook, whatever it might be, without having to touch the screen or have a device in your hand.
No. No thanks. Not for me. I don't like it.
You don't like it, yeah.
No, I just...
I'm okay with it. I mean, it's all about infrared, right? So they're talking about measuring blood levels and trying to understand brain activity, and you could even write a Facebook comment with just your thought. But I thought, how fraught for danger is that? Because imagine if your brain caused you to write the comment that you would probably be careful not to say.
Yes, subconscious.
Well, this is it. A lot of stuff that I think, but I don't actually say out loud.
Because thoughts aren't real. Remember that, everyone.
But also Thumper's mother in Bambi said, if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say it.
Yeah.
So this is where if you're scrolling through your news feed, you see that friend of yours who's always posting romantic photos of them and their partner, and you'll think, oh, God, not again. And it actually writes and posts that as a comment.
That would be awkward.
Yeah,
but I think if you did have, say, some sort of limitation, some disability, say you didn't have the use of your arms, well, this is a great way to you could communicate.
Yeah. The Butterfly and the Bell Curve, was that the book? It was written by a guy just winking?
Yeah.
Yes. This would be about surgically placing electrodes directly on the surface of the brain, and it could allow people to actually respond to different activities or speak. For example, they found that they could even get a real-time decoding speed of 100 words per minute with a word error rate of less than 17% by helping people have interactive and conversational settings, especially for those who can't speak verbally.
But in the same way that you have, like, predictive texting, I wonder if we are, you know, entering into the dangerous world of predictive thinking. Where people might have an ill-formed or an evolving thought, and the computer then says, actually, what you're thinking is this.
Oh, yes, and I'm like, no, I haven't finished that thought yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
Well, this is where it's interesting. And a couple of years ago, Facebook even mentioned the idea of maybe watching your face while you're using your phone. So the camera's looking at you, and it could actually predetermine what emoji you would use by how your face was looking.
Again, I think this is all good if, you know, someone who needs it and someone maybe, you know, like we're saying, medically, but day-to-day average person, why?
My emoji would just be grumpy face the whole time.
Like, yeah, you don't laugh.
It's not like I'm smiling in a charming way into my phone as I text people.
I like the smug, cheeky one that goes...
I would have the eye-rolling one.
No, I think just it's losing normal conversation and interaction, no? I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it is an interesting thought, though. It's interesting to think that you can play games on Facebook without the actual handheld device.
Is it? Not much of a game gal.
Maybe you could just be using it for the stuff that you really shouldn't be saying out loud, and it could be your inside voice comment section.
My parents would never speak to me. No, they're not on Facebook for that exact reason. Ha-ha!
But it is kind of scary, isn't it? Yeah, and where is... obviously, with the digital world, people are trying to disrupt these digital platforms in a positive way, to make them better for the future generations. Mm. But I guess who is governing that disruption and how far is too far, you know?
And this is where there are concerns around privacy. So, for example, our brains are one of the few safe havens that we have that isn't used as a data source for tech companies. So for that to then change and become a source, it is nerve-wracking. And again, I understand the technology advancements allowing it to happen, but I do believe there needs to be regulation that doesn't come from the tech companies, but also doesn't come from government.
And just because it can happen, should it happen? And someone needs to be asking those questions.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Ciao.
Thank you so much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.